This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and I know you may not be used to live programming on Sunday, but trust me, we're here taking your calls at 855-450-FREE or on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You can call us there, and it's even usually better sound quality. All you have to do is send us a user request. We'll take care of that inside of a few minutes, and then you can just give us a call on Skype. You've got a good audio setup. Let's go to Jimmy calling in from Florida. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How am I sounding?
You sound just fine.
Good. And I'm not on Skype.
I know.
I'm trying to figure out how to say what I want to say in a comprehensive manner. But basically what it boils down to is a bunch of men read a book that's 100 years old and decided that they're going to apply that book to other people by way of pointing guns at them. That's all this citizenship BS is.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty succinct. Basically. Right on.
It's interesting because the conversation about citizenship really wasn't a big one early on in the United States. It didn't become really a big deal till the late 1800s with the Yellow Man laws and the Chinese are taking our jobs.
There's always a boogeyman. It changes every 20 years or so. Right?
Well, if there isn't a boogeyman, you can't have a state.
Yeah, but if you boil it down to the basic principles, a bunch of men wrote the Yellow Man laws or whatever it was, the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, that's what they're called, yep.
Okay, so they wrote words on paper and said, okay, now we're going to take it with our guns and apply it to everybody else. All it is a gang of pirates pointing guns at innocent people. And the innocent people, it seems to me, yeah, the only choice is to point guns back because...
Well, I disagree with you there, Jimmy. I mean, it's actually, like, you can't do anything about it, but it is powerful to realize it and stop giving the system your moral support, right? Because most people are at the stage where they still believe that it's legitimate and great to be a citizen, and they're even proud of it, which in some cases they didn't choose to be a citizen. They were just born somewhere. And to be proud of something that you have no control of, such as where you're born, I mean, what is that, right? There's no pride there. It's basically just kind of nationalism.
Oh, I love it. It's just like sports where, oh, look, I loved Joe Montana when he was in San Francisco, but then when he went to play for the Kansas City Chiefs, oh, I hate that guy. It's like, wait
a
minute.
What? It's so arbitrary. But, I mean, I think there are things you can do besides start pointing guns back at the government. And the first and most easy, well, maybe it's not easy, but the first step that probably needs to happen is just not giving the idea your moral support, just stopping believing in it, right?
Right. And I get where you're coming from, Jimmy. The non-aggression principle, that's the idea that libertarians consider the sort of foundation of morality, which is that, you don't aggress against other people. But if somebody uses violence against you, you should be allowed to defend yourself. And that's all you're claiming. But I think that the monopoly on violence that is the state is so powerful and so righteous in people's minds that, you know, there's no winning in, applying the non-aggression principle to them.
And if enough people stop giving it that credibility in their minds, though, at some point in time, the legitimacy is just going to fall away and you don't need a violent revolution. It's just kind of people move past that idea naturally that we need citizenship or we need governments.
I don't know. I'd take the scenario of slavery. There's 50 slaves on a plantation and 10 guys with whips and chains and guns. If those 50 guys would have went aggressive, but then again, there's another gang of 1,000 guys that read a 100-year-old book that's going to chase them down. It's not that you can just not lend them support because they're going to follow you everywhere you go. There's got to be a point you know, where you.
But slavery ended in, I mean, not in the U.S., but in a lot of other places in the world. Actually, everywhere else in the world, the institution of slavery ended without bloody revolution. It just,
yeah, in Europe,
the idea
just
fell away.
Yeah, it became distasteful.
And it's hard to say that if you're a slave who's in that system right now, you're obviously feeling terrible. You don't want to be in that system. But given the choice between staying alive, because if you confront the state or you point out or you confront the abusers, they're probably going to hurt you pretty badly. So making the choice to just kind of stay alive and do what it takes to protect yourself until the point where this institution just naturally falls away because people evolve beyond it, that's what I would prefer, the strategy I would prefer.
I wish it would fall away. The slavery may have disappeared, yet those people still must pay their taxes and must pay their dues, or GovCo is going to come and get them. And there's still
true.
Slaves. It's just not so ugly and terrible looking. It's not Saddam Hussein who would chop your hand off in the street. They do behind closed doors.
Jimmy, have you heard of the Free State Project?
Excuse me?
Have you heard of the Free State Project?
Yes, and doggone it, I like Florida so much more than the cold of New Hampshire. And if it was,
I'm from Sarasota. I'm from Sarasota originally, and I moved up here about 8 years ago for the Free State Project. And I can say that my lifestyle is superior. I like living here more than I liked living in Florida. I was born and raised in Florida. But really what the Free State Project is it's an opportunity for people to, who believe in the ideas of liberty to be around other people who do, bounce ideas off and enact, change. There, people are using the legislative system, people are using the judicial system, people are using media, people are doing civil disobedience, people are doing all kinds of agorism, people are doing all kinds of different stuff in order to find more freedom in their life. And what I, the biggest thing I got out of it is the hope that I was just desperate when I was in Florida. I was angry and desperate. The Kelo decision came down. I don't know if you're familiar, but essentially this decision said that the Constitution, where it says it's that property can be taken for public use. No. We can take it for public good, which means that if we want to tax, want to sell it to somebody else, that's fine. So the ruling was essentially they can steal your property and sell it to somebody else that they like better, and that's cool. And for me, that was such a demoralizing blow that I signed up for the Free State Project. I think I was a signer before that, but I was really ready to go when I saw something like that happen, because I wanted to be able to do something, anything, to see more freedom in my lifetime. Jimmy, just real quick, and we get this a lot, where people are like, look, we got to raise up guns. And then when we recommend, like, look, if we come together in Free State Project, you can go through, whatever processes to get real freedom in their lifetime. And it's like, well, but it's too cold. And it's like,
if you're at the point where you're ready to take up arms against the government,
the grave is cold too.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, Jimmy, your frustration. I agree with you that this stuff is all just words on paper. I'm totally with you. But boy, that always kind of gets me.
Well, I moved from Detroit, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you. We'd love to see you up here in New Hampshire.
Come take a look at the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can find out more at freestateproject.org. Jimmy, I do thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I just want to mention real quick that you can get archives of the show for free if you made a call and you want to listen to that call, see, how do I sound on the radio? You can do that. You go to archives.freetalklive.com for anything more than a week old. I think everything's actually at archives.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
But you can get the last 7 days right on the front page of freetalklive.com.
Or you can follow Free Talk Live on SoundCloud. If you use SoundCloud.
Yeah. And I know we load all the stuff. We use SoundCloud. That's what we use.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think Jimmy had some great points to bring up. Obviously I don't agree with, going to violence over this. But it's funny because so many people are like, look, we got to get back to the Constitution. And they totally, and a lot of those people will agree. I'm not saying that's what Jimmy was saying. But, and a lot of people will totally agree you can't put debt onto a future generation. You know, and it's like, if you can't put debt on them, how can you put laws onto a future generation? Like, I mean, that's the thinking, the line of thinking that these people have is that you can't put debt on it because it's not their fault. Well, also, I would venture the laws, you know, these pieces of paper are not their fault or their decision either. It really blows my mind.
You would have an extreme change in government, extreme change in the government of this country if debt couldn't be carried from one generation to another. I mean, consider for a second that a parent that uses their child's credit score because they've ruined theirs, that person will be incarcerated for theft. But a nation that mortgages its grandchildren's future?
Yeah.
Normal.
Yeah.
855-456.
Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. Or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE.
And if you are looking for focus or you're feeling fatigued, looking to get the extra edge, I want you to check out modup.net. They offer the highest quality modafinil, and to prove that point, they are supporters of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. They put their money where their mouth is. Okay, so if you're looking into modafinil, and I recommend look into it for yourself, look into, you know, local regulations, etc. But believe me, they want to serve you if you are interested in modafinil. And you can go to, again, that's modup.net, that's modup.net. They are supporters of the Bitcoin community. And so, because if you use Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. And if you use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So this is something businessmen, students have been using this all around the world. Keep in mind, Free Talk Live, hey, we're a worldwide radio show, okay? And modup.net is a worldwide business, and they offer world-class service. So check it out for yourself, modup.net. Use that code FTL.
855-450-FREE, that's the Pro XPN's toll-free call-in lines. And Stephanie, you've got a little newspaper clipping that's been floating around the internet.
Yeah, in fact, Free Talk Live, I think, posted it on their Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com if you want to, like, give it a like.
Yep.
But this is just a really short, pithy little op-ed that somebody wrote into a newspaper that talks about the Middle East, and it's great. I just wanted to share it. So here we go. It's called Clear as Mud, and it's by Aubrey Bailey, who lives in Fleet Hants. I guess that's in England.
Okay.
Oh, Zero Hedge is actually sharing this.
Yeah, it really made the rounds among sort of like libertarian social media this past week, but it's great. You can see why. So here's what it says. Clear as mud. Are you confused by what's going on in the Middle East? Let me explain. We support the Iraqi government in the fight against the Islamic State. We don't like IS, but IS is supported by Saudi Arabia, whom we do like. We don't like President Assad in Syria. We support the fight against him, but not IS, who is also fighting against him. We don't.
And a big portion of who's fighting against him.
Wait, hold on. I'm already cross-eyed.
Well, there's more to it.
Yeah, keep going.
We don't like Iran, but Iran supports the Iraqi government against IS. So some of our friends support our enemies, and some of our enemies are our friends, and some of our enemies are fighting against our other enemies, whom we want to lose, but we don't want our enemies who are fighting our enemies to win. If the people we want to defeat are defeated, they might be replaced by people we like even less. And all this was started by us invading a country to drive out terrorists who weren't actually there until we went in to drive them out. Do you understand now? That's it.
Yeah. The one thing that I would take umbrage with on this is the idea that this all started with the invasion of, I'm thinking they're talking about Iraq, but perhaps they could be talking about Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Or maybe they mean Iraq, like 1992 Iraq.
I guess. Well, no, 1992, you mean, or 19, yeah, so, at that point, it wasn't
the Desert Storm,
terrorists, though.
No, right. It was to defend Kuwait.
So, you know, the problem you have is that it goes back much farther than this. If they're if they're writing in from England, England's been involved in the Middle East, was involved. Lawrence of Arabia was a World War I warrior.
Yeah, I think that's far closer to the origin of a lot of this.
And essentially, they wanted to create this order that they understood in the Middle East. They'd draw the lines up. They'd say this, you know, these spots, that spots. But, you know, these people have never had an opportunity to sort of rule themselves. It's always been one dictator after another.
It's really important to point out, I mean, because this is, we're talking about the fall of the Ottoman Empire, which happened in like 1920, okay?
Yep.
And that was a direct result of World War I. Some would almost argue that might even have been the real point for World War I, was to end the Ottoman Empire. I think there may be some evidence to that. But the point is that within the Ottoman Empire, yes, it's an empire, okay, but you lose things in translation to some degree, I think, because, you know, Islam and the Ottomans, you know, the Ottoman Empire had no notion foundation of nationalism. This didn't exist. You know, like even the idea of patriotism and all of that was really, it was a Western injection into the Ottoman Empire in the early 20th century. And so now you bring on this new idea and you bring on a lot of this Western stuff and really look at what it created. I mean, it created the chaos that came out of the fall of the Ottoman Empire. Now, I'm not supporting the Ottoman Empire by any stretch. Okay, but yeah, I mean, getting directly involved in their business really brought a lot of this on.
But if somebody's got a rickety house and you go kick a wall in, then you're responsible for the whole wall. Do you know what I mean? Like, they had a crappy house from the beginning, and sure, their kids shouldn't have been running around with exposed nails and exposed electrical lines, but then you went and kicked a hole in their wall and told them it's a door or whatever. And that's really where the problem is injecting, yourself into the situation.
Yeah.
If the Ottoman Empire falls, it's the responsibility of the people inside of those geopolitical boundaries to figure out what their governance and their lives are going to be like without the intervention of people from outside.
Right.
And that's what England did.
Yeah, that has to happen organically. That really does. And I can tell you this personally, as a veteran in Iraq, I think sooner or later Saddam would have been kicked out. Okay, but that needed to really happen organically. For that to occur, for people to really understand what they wanted. You have so many different ideas and forces that are just going at each other right now that's part of the reason that when ISIS comes in with such a strong voice in hand, Baghdadi there, it really, like, people just, they get attracted to it because they have no foundation of what they really want, I think. I mean, that's the only way I can make any sense of it outside of conspiracy theories as to what happened. And so, yeah, really, I think that's a great analogy that you made. And it would have happened. The Ottoman Empire was already falling apart in the 19th century. They were trying to do so many different reforms, and it wasn't working. And it should have had the opportunity to organically become what it needed to be. Instead, I think Britain or whoever, maybe other League of Nations member or whatever all that business was very interested in some real estate.
Well, yeah, I mean, oil was becoming very popular, but very important at that moment in time, and certainly there was some in the Middle East. I'd have to look and see when they discovered oil in the Middle East, but it certainly seems to be the reason that it's an important place now. And what I would say as far as U.S. foreign policy goes is the idea that you're going to fund and arm a group of people that's going to fight against the person you don't like, and then a few years later, or maybe a few months in this case, those people are going to be on your not-so-favorite list, and you're then going to be fighting the people that you armed and funded and did all that other stuff with. That system is not working.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not working, and it needs – something else has to happen. Here, my humble suggestion, mind your own damn business and stay out of the Middle East.
Yeah, and before somebody says that, but God wants that land, please, if your God is a real estate agent, your God sucks.
Well, if God wants the land, there should be nothing you should be able to do about it.
Right.
He's going to get the land.
And he shouldn't need you
to
die.
If he can, do burning bushes and stop the sun in the sky, he doesn't need us. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. What do you think? Who can we blow up in the Middle East to finally win? 855-450-3733.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in about whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free call, and you're going to have to add a 1 in front of it in case you don't know. Toll-free lines are sponsored by ProXPN, and they, well, it's a virtual private network. What's that, Brian?
VPN, yeah, virtual private network. What that is it's software that connects you to, or that encrypts everything you're doing and sends it to a server other than the one that it normally straight goes. So it'll bypass that server like the ISP, and then it'll go to that one, and it'll all be encrypted on the way to that other server, and then it will allow you to access the internet from there. Now, this allows for a lot of very useful things. One of them being is encrypting your information, what you do online, and keeping your ISP, who can take requests from the NSA, your employer, take your pick, and get access to all your info. You don't want people to have that.
You can browse relatively anonymously on the internet. Now, yeah. If you log into your Facebook account through your VPN, they're going to know who it is.
Yeah. But this will work otherwise. And this is also a handy thing because, look, when you're going to the airport, you don't know who you're connecting to sometimes. I mean, airports are getting a little bit better about it by putting up signs, you know, saying this is the name of our Wi-Fi because this is so commonplace. But, look, not everybody's doing that, and especially if you're going around the world. And ProXPN is a worldwide VPN service. You can access it from anywhere, and that's the other thing that it gets to do. If you are traveling the world and say you can't access Facebook because it's blocked in some countries, A VPN will get you past that by and large. And again, ProXVPN is doing a great service. They are improving it all the time. And that's one of the beauties of really getting a pay for VPN. And if you are going to pay for this, and I recommend it, you can try it out for free first. But believe me, you want to support a service that's giving you all of this encryption, all of this privacy ability, and all of this access ability. And you can use the code FTL50. You'll get 50% off the price of an annual account for the lifetime of the account, not just for a year, for the lifetime of the account. Or you can use Bitcoin, use the code FTLBTC, and you'll get 62% off the lifetime of the account for that one. Believe me, if you want digital privacy, I say it all the time, this is step one, and they are the best in the business. Okay, so go to proxvpn.com, use those codes FTL50 or FTLBTC, and get that privacy you deserve.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. You can give us a call at 855-453 or on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Carl in Atlantic City. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
On my mind is, we in Atlantic City, we've had four casinos close in the last year. Fifth one's going to close in November.
And sorry to hear that.
My question, I know, I don't know how many jobs lost. 7,500, I've heard, 9,000. It's a whole lot. So my question is, we're a sanctuary state in New Jersey. I'll throw that out. So who should have the jobs that are left? Should it be the people that have lived here all their lives and worked in these places and say, hey, we need to e-verify the people that here aren't legally or even with past two visas? Should they lose their jobs? I'm asking you, what do you think?
Well, let me ask you. Somebody comes to your house, wants to mow your lawn. Two people come to your house, want to mow your lawn. One's an American citizen. He wants to mow your lawn for $75 a month, plus you're going to have to cover the insurance costs and make sure that he has a lemonade.
Workman's compensation,
And he's going to have a lemonade every time he comes. What's that?
You're asking the wrong guy. I cut my own lawn, but across the street.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure when you've been out there cutting your lawn, you've thought, man, I would pay somebody to do this at least some amount of money. The other one is an illegal alien comes and says, I will mow your lawn for $50. And so, I mean, already he's significantly less costly than the American, and he's not demanding a lemonade.
Well, I have who a would guy you? Behind. Well, I would take neither of them because I have across the street, the lady has a black guy does it. And he works at the casino on weekends and he has a lawn business during the week. And behind me, the guy works for Budweiser on the weekends. He has a lawn service and he's also black. Okay, I would take either of them.
I thought you were going to say child labor.
that's what I believe in.
Well, if you can get a neighbor's kid to do it, sure.
But I guess that'd be the only point that I have on that is that essentially I don't think that there's any here in this country where there's not supposed to be any demarcations of royalty. I don't think that I don't think it matters where you live. I live in a new place. I've only lived in New Hampshire for about 8 years, and there's some people that don't believe that I should be able to have any opinion, any political opinion at all. You're not from here. You don't get to say. They don't want me to have an opinion. Now, obviously, they can't stop me, but they do want me to shut up. And that's what it's like. I'm a stranger in a strange land.
Right. Well, I heard you say
that's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Carl,
I heard you saying about renting a room, your house out, and whatever. But see, sometimes these houses that get rent out, say in Atlantic City, there's 10 mattresses on the floor to pay. Pay the rent. Well, you know where I'm going at with that.
Yeah, and a lot of times you'll find people living in conditions you wouldn't want, you would not want for yourself.
But they need to do that, then they can pay the rent. So you know, you got to have a whole bunch of people live in the house to be able to pay the rent. That's part of it. Right.
I gotcha. Carl, I do appreciate the call. 855-453.
Yeah, you know, like e-verify and things like that. I know a lot of people support that, but those are really, they keep, and why people support it is largely because it keeps Mexicans from getting jobs here. But the problem is when you open Pandora's box with something like that, okay, what stops them from saying, oh, you're a libertarian, no more. You know, you don't get to work here with like e-verify.
Yeah. We need to make sure that you're patriotic. I mean, I could totally see that.
Whatever arbitrary, I mean, I was going to an extreme, no doubt, but whatever arbitrary system they set up, they'll say, oh, you can't work here anymore.
It's not like the Red Scare didn't happen in this country.
Oh, sure, right.
Yeah, not only that, but we have these terrorist watch lists, and there's supposedly there's procedures if you have some the same name as somebody who's on it, but that affects a lot of innocent people, and it's nobody cares until they're the one that it affects, but when it does, it's a big deal.
And I don't support illegals getting jobs over legals or something like that. I have a problem with laws that prevent people who want to work and want to make a better life for themselves and their family from doing that. Now, I got every problem in the world with a bunch of giveaways that are going to draw in what I call stray cats. You put out cat food every morning on your porch, and then you rage and get upset that cats come and eat out of the bowl. You're not just stupid, you're crazy. You know what I mean? I don't know what to say about that. Now, if your wife keeps putting cat food out on the, or your husband, your spouse keeps putting cat food out on the porch, and then you're upset, your problem isn't with the cats, it's with your spouse. The crazy person keeps putting food out. So that's the problem with all these freebie things. Now, we have seen, I've read a bunch of the stuff. What we found is that it's a net plus to this country. Even illegals, no matter what, are a net plus. Yes, I don't think you should have to pay for their stuff, but they still bring more than they take. Because remember,
do you have a specific source on that?
I don't have a specific source on the financials. I read about that. I think it was The Economist. But I do know the American Conservative was very clear that illegals don't commit more crimes from a demographic point of view.
Okay.
So
young
people tend to move. So if you say, white Americans versus illegal immigrants, then illegal immigrants commit more crime because illegal immigrants tend to be young males. But if you compare the demographic cells, the young males that move, the young male illegals versus young white males, then you have an exact match. So
yeah, I want to know about the Canadian illegal immigrants who are largely white and European heritage, French Canadians or whatever. Do they commit crime?
I helped a Belgian get a job illegally when I was in Florida.
Really?
He needed to work while he was here. He was visiting the States for a few months, a friend needed a laborer, so yeah. I paid him under the table.
Dunkin' Donuts was one of the companies that famously supported E-Verify. I'd love to see a market solution to this so that people who believe the economic fallacy that immigrants are bad could buy their coffee from places that only hire American workers and pay more for their coffee, and people who don't could go to places that do hire so-called illegals.
855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com. philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free. It's the Live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Brian.
And Illegal Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Your citizenship isn't illegal, but I'm sure you break
no.
the law somehow. Everybody
does.
Everybody listening to me is breaking laws, and probably more serious ones than...
Well, if you're in a car, you're likely breaking them right now, because we've read studies on the air that show that the speed limits are set at the 30th percentile of what speeds people naturally drive at. So that means 70% of people are going faster than the speed limit.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and I'm in New England. I'm pretty sure I'm breaking some kind of sexual deviancy every night.
It hasn't been taken off the book.
Well, it hasn't been taken off the books.
There was a book written called Three Felonies a Day. I haven't read it. I probably should put it on my list, but I have not. But it, you know, it just kind of the title itself speaks to the phenomenon that we're breaking laws all the time, and quite frankly, one's more serious than the immigration laws on the books. But people take these immigration laws very seriously. Nonetheless, let's go to the phones here. Nathan from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys.
What's going on?
I think you're hiring the wrong immigrant, Mark. You sound like you were hiring the Russians the day you're on.
I can't hear you. Is the wind's blowing or something?
I thought it sounded like you were trying to hire a Russian instead of.
I'll do my best.
Well, I came across an interesting conspiracy theory, and I hope Brian will like this.
Oh, goody.
Harry Potter conspiracy theory.
Oh, there's some doozies about this.
Hold on just a second. Does it have to do with Harry Potter, the real world interacting with Harry Potter, or inside the Harry Potter universe?
Well, either way, because J.K. Rowling has given funds to a kind of organization that takes care of the old children, so you can interpret it either way. So you may have heard this theory already, so stop me if you have. The the idea is that the whole story from the beginning to going to Hogwarts and defeating the Dark Wizard is all an extended metaphor for a mentally ill child being institutionalized. And you can see it in the beginning where, you know, he's kept under the stairs, you know, feed him enough and he's raw and, or he's, you know, a skinny little guy and, you know, suddenly he gets whisked off to a magical wizarding school, which is a metaphor for an insane asylum where all kinds of crazy things happen. And, you know, he befriends a girl named Luna. Luna is like the moon. The moon is a symbol of insanity and madness.
Lunacy.
Are you getting this from Free Domain Radio? Because I remember a couple of years ago there was a podcast about this.
I've heard it somewhere.
Well, I read it on crack.com, but yes, Stefan has also advocated this theory. So I don't know if he came up with it or not. But
and are you a fan of Harry Potter? Like, do you read the series?
Well, I've read the series. I guess that makes me a fan.
Okay.
So, I like it.
I've actually never read it.
I've read the books.
Well, it's a very fun series. It's a very fun series. It's the problem, I guess, the thing about this theory of the story as a metaphor for the trauma and mental illness of the character is that you can apply it to anything, but really I think it works especially well for Harry Potter because, you know, all these obvious allusions to mental illness, you know, he hurts his brother and, you know, the dark wizard grows in strength as, you know, his own personality dies and, It does seem like you could read the whole story as a metaphor for a small child who gets, you know, gets into a violent outburst because of his traumatic experiences, you know, that he's forced to live under the stairs, and is then sent to a magical school for special children where all these are.
Yeah, this does get applied to a lot of things. Another movie I actually enjoy, Sucker Punch, is supposedly a metaphor for a lot of this as well. It goes across the board. I mean, and there's lots of music videos where this is seen. There's a ton of it, and with a lot of the similar examples that Nathan brought up as well.
But the outcast orphan is a relatively common trope. When talking about superheroes, it's hard to name one with parents.
Right, but then would fit into the overarching conspiracy theory, which is that the media is trying to destroy the family structure and get children, you know, to break away from their family and go to La La Land so that they can be arms of whatever, a cult or the state or however you want this conspiracy to go.
Or it's just unlikely that an individual who's healthy mentally is like, I mean, look at Batman. Batman is one messed up mamma jamma.
Yes.
And the reason is that
I'm wearing the shirt.
His parents were killed in front of him. And, you know, if you don't have your parents killed in front of you, you're not likely to go on the spree of crime fighting that spans eight decades or whatever it is that Batman's been doing.
Sure.
So, what motivates an individual?
What Mark's getting at is another criticism that I thought of as a theory, which is that you could basically consider it as in conflict with the hero's journey, because like you're saying, a typical hero's journey will start with his parents being killed by stormtroopers or whatnot. And so you could say, well, it's just, you know, it's the hero's journey, and you just have to do some of these, things to, you know, get the hero out the door. And of course, he's going to go through traumatic things. So, and I kind of agree with that as far as it goes. But Harry Potter, you know, it's kind of like they say about 9/11. There's just so much evidence that there's so much smoke. I think there's probably some fire there.
Well, you know, sometimes. Okay, maybe there's something to that. I really don't know because I don't know enough about Harry Potter. But, I mean, couldn't you say that if someone is really interested in the subject of peaceful parenting and childhood trauma and is maybe thinking about their own childhood trauma, which is, you know, I have no problem with that, of course, maybe they see it in everywhere they look. You know what I mean? Like, if you're focused on childhood trauma, you might see childhood trauma wherever you look.
Yeah, because then it becomes... go ahead, Nathan.
I was going to say the video he made of this was actually analyzing a different movie, but offhandedly he remarked about Harry Potter, and there's actually a Cracked article which deconstructs Harry Potter extensively. And that's why I thought, well, in general, I probably don't think much of this theory. It's kind of like the it's all a dream approach to analyzing literature. But in this case, I think it really, that actually is a dream.
Well, but that's the thing. It's like, this wouldn't necessarily be a conspiracy. Would this be J.K. Rowling just like putting her traumatic, perhaps childhood, or her trauma onto the page? That's an unconscious act, not a conscious one, right?
Oh, it could be conscious, and it wouldn't really matter. I mean, this is sort of idle speculation, because sure, it doesn't matter why this wildly successful series.
I think that's the theory, is that Harry Potter is successful because, on an unconscious level, people are seeing their own childhood trauma reflected in the work. That's the theory that I've heard.
You see, it's Satanism. that's actually the more interesting conspiracy, is that it's all satanic.
With any kind of art, whether you're talking about a movie or a book or a TV show or whatever, it doesn't really matter so much what it means or what the person intended it to mean. It's what does it mean to you, and like how are you going to use that?
Or is it Satanism, right? Like, it just depends on where it is you're coming from.
Yeah, like if you can look at Harry Potter through the lens of it being representative of child abuse or a mental institution, and you can get something helpful out of that for your life, then good for you. Maybe that's just a tool that helps you in some way. But it doesn't necessarily have to be about that. You could just look at it as an entertaining story.
Yeah, a lot of this can go too far. I mean, I've heard theories that, like, Chewbacca in Star Wars is representative of your mother's vagina.
Oh, dear God.
And I'm just, I mean, I hear that, and I just, come on, you know, really, let's get serious here for a minute. But, yeah.
It's a bit much for me. I think that at some point, people will use you know, popular movies and books and things like that for their to point to their own stuff, the things that's important to them.
Even Freud said sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
But when Stefan Molyneux, the truth about Ferguson or something like that, I think he came out with that, and somebody said, "Have you heard Stefan's truth about Ferguson, Missouri?" And I said, "Let me guess, black people spank their kids." And I hadn't heard it or anything like that, but that's what it was. If you've got a drum, you beat the drum, right? And then everything sounds like the drum beat. And that's that.
Yeah, definitely plenty of conspiracy theories around Harry Potter and its popularity. I mean, and to some degree I can understand, because it does get weird when something becomes so freaking popular. Like, where people, with books especially, because we're in the age where people generally don't read, in my opinion. And I think there might be statistics to back that up, but, you know, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics, right? But anyway, if you with people waiting in line, you know, at midnight for a bookstore to open or something to get these books, yeah, you kind of go, boy, what is the deal with that? Why is it that good? This is just, sorcery and kids. What's the deal? And so, it does make you wonder sometimes.
Well, at the end of the day, it's about what it means to you and what you can get out of it. So view it through whatever lens you want, including just being an entertaining story.
Thanks for the call, Nathan. 855-450-FREE. What's some series that you think there's an underlying conspiracy in? 855-450-3733.
Arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30daysfoodsupply.com.